Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, thank you, thank you again that you have provided for us adequately, sufficiently, in perfection, nothing short, nothing lacking. Thank you, Lord, that we're in your spirit, in your kingdom, righteousness and peace and joy, in the city of the living God. Thank you with innumerable angels there in joyful celebration, together with us, opening the doors, closing the doors, protecting, watching over us. And thank you, Lord, that we have come to you, to our Father. Thank you, Father. Hallowed be your name. And thank you, Jesus, in your presence. So each and every one of us as members of the church, Lord, spirits made perfect, we thank you that we're in this reality. And thank you, Jesus, that you're speaking and we're listening and we are led by you into the fullness of the love plan, and the fullness of the joy that you have for us is coming to pass, Lord. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading 1 Timothy 5, from verse 5 to 8. I don't know what translation this. The widow who is really in need and left all alone puts her hope in God, and continues night and day to pray and to ask God for help. But the widow who lives for pleasure is dead even while she lives. Give the people these instructions so that no one may be open to blame. Anyone who does not provide for their relatives and especially for their own household has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
Yochai. You know, when I just listen to this and I think of this widow that has come to that place of being on her own, I think of the place each and every one of us came to, where when we turned to the living God, or you can actually say God brought us to that place, because he says, I called and I called you to bear much fruit. And why were we widows? Because we turned away from the world. We turned away from the spirits of this world. And we turn to the living God. And that's a picture I see here. Sadly, sometimes here it's only when I've lost everything, or as a widow had come to the end of herself now, they've been encouraged here by the word to pursue God on 100% every moment of their lives, like it's saying here, in prayer. And what is prayer? Talking to God, looking for help. And that should be a constant thing. We died to this world and we were widows, and now we are married to Christ in the kingdom, in the presence of God, with Jesus mediating, leading us. And that's what it's all about. And then you've got these requirements, you know, to live by faith. You need to care for your family. And these can become just religious rules to us. But when we committed ourselves, we ceased from our own works. We ceased from our love for money, our pride, our love of things. And we just turned to the love of God. Or God turns us. That's what happened with me. And I believe all of us. He gets us to see that the love of God is what's so important. And that's number one. That being priority. It's what he is saying to us, daily being led by him. And then comes to mind again that scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, be joyful always. So joy is our constant pleasure, joy in the presence of the Lord, joy in the fellowship of the Lord, joy in our salvation, joy in our name written in heaven. And there's all the things that speak about joy, even in the midst, count it all joy when you face various trials, because you're keeping yourself in God, you're keeping yourself in the joy of what's been made available to you. And then most important, why? Because you're talking, you're relating to you, acknowledging God in everything, and then he makes your way straight, and that's where you can just be thankful. So, guys, we've been brought into a complete, total, beautiful salvation. And it's all about just staying there. So stay in the light as he's in the light. Stay in tune and develop on schedule. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.